people who are certain they have a grip on themselves, a strong grip. This is nightfall. Good evening, dear friends. I'm Frederick Hend. I'll be here to help you get into tonight's predicament. I only hope I'm able to help you back out. You see, our story this time concerns a man who finds himself in a situation he'd rather not be in. The problem is whether or not he belongs there. It's called The Tie That Binds. It was written by Nika Rielski, directed by William Lane. It stars Michael Ball. So, take a moment to prepare yourself. Make sure you leave yourself some avenue of escape.
Anyone could commit murder under certain circumstances. And everyone has, at some time in his life, experienced an impulse of murderous rage. Now, what concerns us is the point at which that impulse becomes irresistible.
Fools. I'm standing in Dr. Kosodick's office, and if I don't get sold on tape, I shall go mad. I'm not mad yet. I feel perfectly fine, except perhaps for a few gaps in my memory, but that can't be helped. My name is Alan Hart. I'm 38 years old, 5 feet 11 inches tall, with dark hair and a scar on my left hand. But I must speak quickly. Any moment now they may discover I'm missing from the ward. So this may be the last chance I get before they shoot me full of drugs again. 6 weeks after I came here... Or was it only 5? I have trouble remembering now. They finally issued me a string to hold up my pajama bottoms. No, wait. Farther back. It all started farther back, 6 months ago. Yeah, there was a party. A wet night. A few drinks. Yeah.
Good night. Oh. You want me to drive?
Are you suggesting your husband has had one too many?
No, I'm not suggesting anything. Alan, come on, just get this thing moving, will you?
All right.
Oh, God. Oh, Alan, you all right?
I'm fine.
Are you sure you...
Look, for God's sake, Helen, will you let me drive?
Helen, please, look out!
In an ambulance, with Helen lying beside me, only she was dead. But I didn't know that until we reached the hospital. They patched me up. I went back to work. Although the company had offered me a long leave of absence when Helen was killed, I insisted I needed work more than a rest. But the body has its limitations. And in my effort to blot out the memory of my wife's death, I guess I've been driving mine too hard.
Your EEG is normal, and these x-rays show there's nothing physically wrong with you. Nothing at all.
Well, I know I'm not imagining these headaches, Dr. Barnes.
I never said you were.
Ever since the accident, I've been having these attacks. Stabbing pains that shoot up the side of my face like a charge of electricity.
Calm down, Mr. Hart. You mustn't excite yourself. You've suffered a severe emotional shock. It's only natural you should still be feeling the after effects.
What?
Look, I've got an idea. There's a colleague of mine who's a real expert in these matters.
You mean a psychiatrist?
That's right.
Look, Dr. Barnes,
it's nothing to be ashamed of, believe me. Now, why don't I ask my nurse to set up an appointment for you?
Idiot. What did he know? What do any of these doctors know? The pain wasn't in my mind, it was in my head. And it was getting worse all the time. First the double vision, then the shooting pain, and then one day at work...
One moment, please.
If anyone calls Miss Foster, I'll be back in half an hour.
Are you all right, Mr. Hart? You look white as a sheet.
It's these headaches I've been having.
Hold on a second. Let me get my purse. I know I've got some pain relievers in here somewhere. Mr. Hart? Mr. Hart! Someone call an ambulance! I think he's had a heart attack!
It was almost too efficient as it happened. The next thing I knew, I was cooped up in the emergency ward.
Now, what can I do for you?
I've been sitting in this cubicle for over 2 hours now.
Take it easy, Mr. Hart.
Hart! That other nurse said I could have my clothes back as soon as the doctor checked my x-rays.
Here, doctor wants you to drink this.
What is it?
It's just medication, good for your headache. Down it goes.
What kind of medication?
Just swallow it, shall we, Mr. Hurt? Just for me?
Hart, my name's Hart. I'm not going to swallow anything without knowing what it is.
Dr. Steele?
What seems to be the problem here?
Oh, thank God. The nurse said I could have my clothes back as soon as you check my x-rays.
Just stay overnight for observation. Then in the morning...
Am I going to get my clothes back or not?
Now, calm down, Mr. Hart. There's no need to...
I didn't think. I just ran. Straight into the arms of an orderly.
Hold him. Get on him.
I tried fighting it, but my arms felt like water. What was in that drink he'd given me? And then the needle went in.
There. And I don't hold him for now.
Down, down I went.
Mr. Hart.
Helen.
Wake up. You were having a nightmare.
Oh, yes. What time is it, nurse? You are a nurse, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a nurse. And it's 9:30, time you were out of bed.
You mean it's Thursday morning already?
Friday.
But that's 2 days. I've lost 2 whole days. I got to get back to work.
Pull up your pants, Mr. Hart.
These aren't mine. Where are my clothes?
Take it easy, Mr. Hart. You're not going anywhere. You've been certified.
Certified? What?
That's right.
What is this place?
You're in a psychiatric facility, Mr. Hart. That's right.
Why?
You'll have to ask your psychiatrist.
I don't have a psychiatrist.
You do now.
But this is insane. I don't belong here.
Oh, you dig it. If we let him go home, he'll be just fine. He's much too good for this place.
Who are you?
Take him away. Don't tell us, man. You're from another planet, right?
It's all a mistake. Some kind of bureaucratic foul-up.
Now, don't get upset, Mr. Hart.
I am not upset. I'm perfectly fine. There is absolutely nothing wrong with me.
He's innocent. He never did anything. You can see that, can't you?
Who's in charge here?
Dr. Kozovic.
Get him.
He wants his doctor and his lawyer. Two of each, if necessary.
Well?
I'm afraid Dr. Kozovic has left for the weekend.
Well, call him. I want to see the doctor, and I want to see him right now.
She is out of town until Monday morning. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Some people say Nursey put starch in her bra, but I want to know what you think.
Where did you get your sash?
Sash?
To hold up your pajama bottoms. There's not enough slack in mine to knot the ends together.
You mustn't let the present inadequacies of the situation get you down. If you do that, you're finished. Medication. That's it. We'll talk later, man.
Just tell me where you got your sash. Please, I just want something to hold up my pants. A string, a sash.
Will you take your medication?
This is blackmail.
You're holding up the line, Mr. Hart.
I'm not going to swallow anything without knowing what it is.
It's just vitamins, Mr. Hart. Good for you. Just swallow it, shall we, Mr. Hart? For me?
I want to see my lawyer and make a telephone call.
Orderly! Orderly!
Yes, sir!
I will not be intimidated. Take your hands off me.
All right.
Put him in isolation.
Let me go! Take your hands off me!
Two burly attendants dragged me across the ward, kicking and raging every step of the way. Then a cell door opened, and I was shoved inside. There were no windows in that 6x6-foot cage. No blankets, no pillows, no sheets. Nothing but an evil-smelling mattress. My feet felt like sandbags. My head like heavy water. Liquid lead. There was nothing to do but sleep. and dream and fight painful memories. Stop it, Helen.
Stop what, Helen?
Let me out. Let me out. Let me out.
Thank you, orderly. That will be all.
Are you Dr. Kosovic?
I am your doctor, yes.
Oh, thank God.
Now then, do you know where you are?
Oh, yeah, I know where. What I can't understand is why.
Well, 4 nights ago, you arrived in emergency in an agitated state. You assaulted the resident on duty.
Well, he wouldn't let me leave.
With good cause, Mr. Hart. You are a very sick man.
For wanting my clothes back, you call me sick?
If you weren't sick, you would not be here.
Look, there's obviously been some kind of horrendous mix-up here.
Well, be that as it may, Mr. Hart, I would like to get started on your treatment immediately. Now then, would you care to discuss your problems in group therapy, or would you prefer to talk to me alone in my office?
I don't think you quite understand.
I want to help you, Mr. Hart, but I can't do that unless you want to be helped.
Leave me alone.
Please, Mr. Hart.
I want to see my lawyer.
Very well.
Smelling mattress, my heart pounding. Somehow, between my office on the 52nd floor and this human zoo, there had been a breakdown in communications. Somehow, I'd gotten mislaid. Was there no one out there in the city keeping track of me?
Come on, Mr. Hart.
What? Where are you taking me?
The TV lounge. It's Tuesday, visiting day.
You mean I've got a visitor?
Your lawyer. Come on, you look fine.
My God, Harry, you look like you've been shipwrecked and washed ashore.
Yeah, it's these PJs they make us wear. I got a fresh pair in honor of your visit, but no string to hold up the bottoms. Bob, you've got to get me out of here, or I really will go nuts.
Take it easy, Harry. I've already filed an appeal with the Provincial Health Board. In the meantime, you have the legal right to refuse treatment.
You mean I have to stay here?
Only for the 21-day mandatory observation period.
21 days?
Well, minus the 5 days you've spent here already.
I'll never make it.
Say, you wouldn't believe the trouble we had trying to locate you. Took us 2 days and a lot of phone calls to find out you'd been transferred here from emergency. I suppose when they couldn't find any physical reason for your blackout, they just assumed the problem was emotional in origin.
Why would they assume that?
Your secretary told emergency that you've been under a lot of stress lately. What with Helen's death and all.
Oh, terrific.
Look, Alan, I'm sure we can get this mess straightened out. But you've got to hold on to your temper. That's what's got you here in the first place.
Oh, my God.
Now, is there anything you need? Anything I can bring you?
Yeah. Something to hold up my pants.
Hold on, Alan. We'll have you out of here in no time.
I'm afraid you're going to be with us for a little longer than we expected.
What? You can't do that.
Now, it's for your own good, Mr. Hart. These headaches, blackouts, fits of rage.
You're driving me crazy. That's all it is. You're killing me.
Mr. Hart, you were married, yes?
Now,
tell me. Did you love your wife very much?
I don't want to talk about my wife.
And that, Mr. Hart, is exactly why you are here.
I was drugged and dragged here.
You have a lot of anger, Mr. Hart. You feel responsible for your wife's death, yes?
No, it was an accident.
But your wife is dead. You are alive. Now, guilt is a very human reaction, but you must learn to bring it out into the open, to deal with it.
Okay. I'll deal with it. But first, I want a string.
A string? Why do you want a string?
See?
Pull up your pants, Mr. Hart. Now, you know that we can't give you a string. You might use it to hang yourself.
I have no intention of hanging myself. I merely want to hang on to whatever dignity I have left.
Doesn't that prove I'm more sane than
sick?
No,
that only proves that you have no insight into your own illness.
Oh, my God.
Look at me. Now, I have diabetes, so I take medicine for it. You have a mental illness, and you don't know it. You see, you can't see it. That is why you are sick. But instead of being sensible like me and taking your medicine, you continue to insist there is nothing wrong with you. And that is why I have decided on a short series of 6 electroshock treatments.
You can't be serious.
What else can I do with you? You won't attend group therapy. You refuse to cooperate with me.
If you can't bend my mind, you'll burn it. Is that it?
Now, I assure you, Mr. Hart, you have nothing to fear. There is no pain.
I don't care about the pain. I just don't want to lose my mind. I've seen those empty faces in the day lounge, staring at the TV. Soap operas, game shows, test patterns. It doesn't matter. Whenever a program comes into focus, they switch channels.
Now, don't be melodramatic.
That's because they've been charged with too much static on the brain.
Now, the treatments start tomorrow morning, so please don't go to breakfast with your ward.
No!
Don't sweat it, man. You've got me on your side.
Treatment morning.
Oh, dear, be wonderful now.
No breakfast for you this morning, Mr. Hart.
What?
Take off all rings. Are you wearing glasses?
Don't stop worrying. Assistant Eagle on the gauge is 110 volts.
What?
Dr. Kosick turns off the machine. Pretty soon now, she'll come out and call her last name.
Mr. Hart!
No, please. Take someone else.
That's all right, Mr. Hart. No, this way, into the treatment room. Up on the table, please.
You can't! I'm innocent, I tell you!
I'm sorry, man. You have to relax your muscles.
You're hurting me! Don't fight it, man!
Calm him down.
Don't strap you down. Your back will understand like a match.
That's it, Carla.
I'll tell you everything. I'll do anything you say, anything. Only please.
Inside my head, I could hear my blood pounding through my veins.
Alan.
What?
Are you all right?
Who?
What's the matter with you? You look like a zombie.
My face looked familiar, but I couldn't place the name.
Listen, Alan, we've had a minor setback. Dr. Kosovic has extended your commitment indefinitely.
Hmm?
Alan, do you hear me?
Yeah. Dr. Kosovic. Did you bring me a string?
String? What string?
To hold up my pants.
I'll bring it next time, Alan. Look, Dr. Kosovic wants us to drop our demands to have your case reviewed by the appeal board. So, what we have
Looks
to do
like
is...
Helen.
Who does?
Dr. Kosovic. Don't you think?
No, I don't. Anyway, what I propose we do is bring in an outside expert for an independent psychiatric assessment.
Why?
You know, another psychiatrist. Yeah. Someone from outside the province with no axe to grind.
Yeah.
A big name who'll testify on your behalf. Well, naturally, they have to examine you first, but I'm sure he'll find you're as sane as I am.
Frankly, Mr. Hart, I can't find a thing wrong with you.
What?
Well, you're certainly not psychotic. And as far as I can tell, you pose no danger to yourself or others.
That's great. Would you be willing to put that in writing? File a report to that effect?
Hold it! Not so fast. We have to tread very carefully here.
But you will testify on my client's behalf at the appeal board hearing.
You want me to stand up in public and flatly oppose one of my professional colleagues?
Well, why not? There's a man's future at stake here.
There is more than one man's future at stake here, Mr. Bates.
But...
I'd advise Mr. Hart here to submit the further tests to convince Dr. Kosovic and her staff that he's cooperative and therefore sane.
Play the game their way, you mean?
That's right. Better to go through proper channels if you can. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Bear in mind that as long as your client fights Dr. Kosovic, you'll stay locked up.
Well,
I didn't pick this fight. It was
It was forced on us.
Right.
He was reading my
thoughts. I'll grant you that. But to justify your client's release, you'll have to change your tactics.
How about it, Alan?
In which case, I'd be more than happy to testify on your client's behalf.
Alan?
I'll do anything you say.
That's great.
If they wanted me to play crazy, I'd play crazy. What more did I have to lose? And maybe, just maybe, it would get me what I really wanted.
Mr. Hart, what do you want now?
I need a hall pass to get to occupational therapy.
All right. Here's your pass. Now get a move on or you'll be late.
Well, thank you, nurse. I almost forgot. While I'm here, would it be too much trouble for you to get me a string?
You never give up, do you?
A sash, a strip of gauze, something to hold up my pants? I'm not particular.
I haven't got the key.
Just a little strip of gauze? That would do nicely.
Will you take your medication?
Of course, but it's not time.
You're right. Later, not now. Off you go.
What if Dr. Kozovic says it's all right for me to have a string?
I don't want you bothering Dr. Kozovic. Now run along to OT before I really do give you a shot. Do for you. How are you feeling today?
Oh, so much better, Dr. Kozovic, especially since our last session together.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, I realize now that I was only hurting myself by my poor attitude.
Good, good. Well, now, is there something specific you wish to discuss with me?
Well, it's such a small thing, really. I hesitate to mention it.
Go on, go on.
Well, it's a matter of a little string for my pants.
A string?
Yeah, I have to walk around holding on to the ends of my pajama bottoms. And if I am, as you say, on the road to recovery, surely I can be trusted with a little string.
Well, now, just a moment. Nurse, please, come here.
I don't want to cause any trouble.
Is Mr. Hart being difficult, Doctor? No, not at all. But you must find this man a proper pair of pants. Yes, of course, Doctor.
With a string?
With the string, naturally. Naturally. This way, please.
Thank you, Doctor.
Drop by and see me again, Mr. Hart, any time. You know my door is always open. Orderly, will you come here for a moment?
Yes, nurse.
Why wasn't this man issued a proper pair of pants this morning?
With a string. But...
Can't you see he has nothing to hold up his
well,
pants?
Well, I guess he forgot.
You get him a proper pair of pants this instant, or you'll spend the rest of this week on bedpans and slab baths. Is that understood?
Yes, nurse.
Isn't that a bit severe? After all, it's not his fault.
I'll be the judge of that. Take Mr. Hart here to the linen room. Give him anything he likes, as long as it has a string. Will that suit you, Mr. Hart?
Perfectly. Thank you, nurse. Right this way, Mr. Hart.
And the notion that psychiatrists can't recognize potential violence is nonsense. Such recognition is implicit in a psychiatrist's entire training. The point is... What is it? Mr. Hart, please. Did you not see the sign on my door? Now listen, I am in the middle of dictation.
Yeah, I read your goddamn sign. And I took all your goddamn tests.
I beg your pardon.
Your needles and your probes and your scans and your ink blots and your stupid questions.
What is the meaning
of
this?
And I participated like the good little patient that I am in your mindless group therapy sessions. And what did it all get me? A goddamn string that's too short to hold up my pants.
Mr. Hart, please, now control yourself.
Stop it. Stop it.
Don't watch, Mr. Hart.
Calm down. Last year.
You bitch.
Mr. Hart, please, what is it? Is it your head? Are you in pain?
Let me out. Please, let me out.
Oh, what, Alan, dear.
Don't touch that phone. I'll kill you.
You are very, very sick, Mr. Hart.
Stephen Bauer. Now there's a
Stop
real
it.
Man.
Stop it! Helen!
Stop what, Alan, dear?
What are you doing?
Slow down, Alan.
I won't have you pulling
Slow
my
down.
Strings any longer.
Are you trying to get
me? Both of us killed?
Oh,
Too short to hold up a man's pants, but long enough to tighten around a woman's neck. So, here I am, standing in Dr. Kozovic's office, trying to think, trying to figure out what I should do next. Otherwise, I'll go mad. I'm not mad yet. I can talk, I can hear, think, see, touch. I've got all my faculties. I'm still a rational human being. They provoke me, both of them. And the headaches. Oh, my God. If I don't pick it up. But if I do. Hello?
May I speak to Dr. Kozovic, please?
I'm sorry, she just stepped out for a moment. Can I take a message?
Yes. Would you tell Dr. Kozovic we've got Mr. Hart's release papers down here in admitting?
Release papers?
Yes. All we need is her signature. Oh. Hello? Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I may be here for quite a while.
The Tie That Binds was written by Nika Rilski and produced and directed by William Lane in Toronto. It starred Michael Ball as Alan Hart, Linda Sorensen as Helen and Dr. Kozovic, with Maya Ardahl as head nurse and secretary, George Myrner as the lawyer, Ray Whalen as Dr. Barnes and the orderly, John Blackwood as Kool-Aid and the doctor in the emergency ward. We also heard Terry Cherniak as the nurse and Peter Blaze as the visiting psychiatrist. The sound engineer was John Jessup, with sound effects by Bill Robinson. Production assistant, Nina Callahan. Here is an excerpt from next week's Nightfall.
There. Always like to keep the dental work up as well. Least I can do for them. Sandra, suction.
There. Do you want me to turn the machine on now?
Yes, please. But this time I'd like you to have a try at operating it. Think you can handle it?
I don't know.
But you'll try, won't you?
Yes, I'll try.
Good, good. Now, you've watched me do it a few times. Just do what I did. Right up through the roof of the mouth, you'll get used to the smell.
Right. More of that next week in The Dentist. A new play by Bill Gray that takes you on a very unfortunate visit. Until then, I'm Frederick Hand for Nightfall.